Soko izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Livuka njani izilukandaba siyadibana njalo emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesine mhla ziku 27 Ncwabakazi 2020 igama nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ugatsha lwezempilakahle lubika ukuba kulabantu abalitshumi lantathu ababulewe ngumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 elizweni phose bonke bengabe Harare. Unobhala jikelele webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Douglas Monzora useqolisile ngokuthi wathi isehlakalo seGugurawundi kwakuyimpi yomdeni, i-civil war, hathi umbhuqazwe.
Okuka babo Monzora ke yikho esikushoyo masisithi ama-victims awavunyelwe ukuthi alide kule into.
Ibandla le-MDC Alliance lithi obelilunga le-National Executive umnumzana Patson Tsamara obhubhe izolo uzangcwatshwa kibo emtoko kusasa.
Kulokho kuveza ke ukuba naye ilizwe lethu lihlalihlekelwe kakhulu ngoba ubengumuntu ewesemncinya.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Kahle lubika ukuba kulabantu abalitshumi lantathu ababulewe ngumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 phose bonke bengabe Harare. Lokhu kukhuphule inani lasebebulewe ngumkhuhlane lo eZimbabwe laya kukhulu lamatshumi ayisikhombisa latshiya kalolunye. Ababanjwe umkhuhlane lo izolo bangamatshumi amahlanu lanhlanu 55. Abahlanu ababanjwe leli gcikwane izolo ngabavele kwele Botswana kuthi abalitshumi lane ngabavele kwele South Africa. Ikanti abangamatshumi amathathu lane ngabathelelwe leli gcikwane elizweni. Unobhala jikelele webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Douglas Monzora useqolisile ngokuthi wathi isehlakalo seGugurawundi kwakuyimpi yomdeni, i-civil war. Njalo usesithi waphosisa ngoba lesi sehlakalo sasingumbhuqazwe. Ngesikhathi lesi kwabulawa inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu ababengelacala njalo bengahlomanga ezigabeni ze-Midlands le-Matabeleland. Ilizwe lisanda thola uzibuse. Embikweni awethule izolo umnumzana Monzora uthe akuchoyo kwakuyikuchelela kwelimi njalo uyazisola ngakho. Lokhu kwenzakala umphathini ntambo kahulumende ubona ngezokwethulwa kwembiko unkosikazi Monica Mthwangwa esanda ethesa uBishop Andrew Ndlovu lamanye amabishop esonto yeRoma esithi basebenzise ubundebele njalo amandebele bangabantu abazibona bengcono. Umnumzana Khaliphani Phugeni isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT uthi bakhulumisane laye umnumzana Monzora ngalolu daba njalo uthi ibandla lakhe liyakhathazeka ngokutshona kukamnumzana Patson Tsamara. Kesizwe umnumzana Phugeni exoxa ecingweni losithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7.
Le esibiza sithi economic ground isaqhubeka, le marginalization ku-ground isaqhubeka kuze kube nanamhlanje. IMatabeleland iso sodwa isigaba ofika khona uthole kuthiwa kunepoyisa elingakwazi nokukhuluma ulimi lwasesigabeni. Kufana namanesi kuyafana, uye nasezikolweni kuyafana, uye ema-ofisini kahulumende kuyafana, uye kuma-mines, uye kuwonke amathuba nje avulekayo la eMatabeleland. Akula bantu eMatabeleland abanawo, kusukela nto abantu basuka kwezinye izigaba babuye bezofakwa la. So hayi, indaba ye-Gugurawundi isaqhubeka, sisayilwisa ke njengebandla ukuthi hayi ake abantu baphathwe ngokulinganayo. Okuka babo Monzora ke yikho esikushoyo masisithi ama-victims awavunyelwe ukuthi alide kule into ngokuthi nalaba ababe bekhuluma bethi bakhuluma bancedisana lati bese besuka bakhulume nento ezithenje ukuba seceleni. Siboneke incwadi sethe uyaxolisa ke, kodwa ngikhulumile nami naye ekuseni hayi washo ukuthi hayi kube liphutha ukuthi athi that war yesiyenza ukuthi abantu babone ukuthi uthi kwakuyisivuwo.
Lingathi imizamo kahulumende iyasuthisa yini eyokulungisa udaba lwe-Gugu Round? Sikhangela ukuthi usanda ukuhlangana le Matabeleland Collective njalo kule nhlanganiso ye-NPRC.
Amabhishophu e-Catholic abhale incwadi ebhalela uhulumente, akhuluma into eziningi kuleyo ncwadi. Basebekhuluma indaba e-Gugu Round ukuthi hayi ake nililungise la. Wenzani uhulumende wethu? Wajika wababuka bonke amabhimi, ngicabanga yi-7 oso aseya profile-ake azebona ukuthi o nangundlovu, nangumuntu wesintwini la. Bamkhupha yena yedwa bamisa le eceleni, bamu-attacker bathi into leyo ikhulumayo petty tribalism, petty regionalism, okuyi-agenda ongela ncedo nje. Sethuka sathi hawu, kanti uhulumende wethu uthi into le yinto engelancedo njengaleyo ndlela. Kodwa le ikhomishini le ephethwe ngubabunari hayi iyazama yona. Ake nisiyinikeni ithuba bakithi. Kuningi okungalungiswa kuyo kodwa iyazama. Nayo iMatabeleland Collective khonoko okuncane yeba yekwazi ukusimela sonke, ngoba ubonile ukuthi yenza iprogram ye-weekend. Ama-victims amaningi ebengakwazi aze setshelwa nje ukuthi asebevumelane lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. Bonile ngento yesidimeni e-South Africa le. Bonke ama-victims wawuzikhethela nje umeli, udinga umeli, kwamelwa nje indaba yakhona yaphuma yabangcono.
Ibandla lakho lethule umbiko wenduduzo ngokutshona kukaMnumzana Dzamara. Litheni ngakho?
Kube buhlungu ngoDzamara bakithi. Uzokhumbula ukuthi ngesikhathi umfo wabe senza i-demonstration yakhe liyana besihamba sibe nokumsupporta. Wase umfo wabo uyanyamalala kwaba nenkulumo yokuthi uthethwe nguhulumende kuze kube nanamhlanje akaziwa ukuthi ukuphi. Simgcine thina esifeni sikamama kaChamisa, yikho simgcine khona. Sambona nje sesisukile laphana saxoxa. Ijahe lihle mani, ijahe belile sifiso sokulwela ilizwe lakhe. Sibuhlungu ilizwe lilahlekelwe nemuli yakubo ilahlekelwe.
Ibandla lakho wonke umuntu nje olwela ilungelo loluntu liyamnaza.
Iqiniso into okumele ngakakhulunywa ngayo iMatabeleland Lives Matter, ngoba sinawo ubufakazi bokuthi abantu beMatabeleland bathagethwa yigovernment ukuthi ngabantu beMatabeleland babulawa over 20,000 people. So laba bantu ba-oppressed, ba-marginalized. Ma ungathi Matabeleland Lives Matter, yebo kuyabe kuneqiniso lapho. Kodwa nje ukuthi kuthiwe Zimbabwean Lives Matter as if i-government itageta ama-Zimbabweans zonke, hhayi ayisoqiniso. Abantu abathagethwa yi-government yakulelizwe ngabantu beMatabeleland.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Khaliphani Phugeni, isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT, ubexoxa ecingweni lo sithandekile emhlanga we-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Ibandla le-MDC Alliance lithi obelilunga le-National Executive uMnumzana Patson Dzamara uzangcwatshwa kibo emtoko kusasa. UMnumzana Dzamara ube ngumne wabo wentathelizindaba eyathunjwa yanyamalala kokuphela eminyakeni emihlanu esanda kwedlula uMnumzana Itayi Dzamara. UPatson ubulewe ngumkhakha wemvukuzane ohlasela amathumbu ofana lalo wathatha uMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai owayekhokhela ibandla le-MDC. Ubesele minyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi amathathu lane 34. UDzamara wengumuntu okhutheleyo kakhulu kwezokulwela amalungelo oluntu, kutsho abanengi. Ubekhokhela umkhankaso wokuthi uhulumende kumele akhulume ukuthi umfowabo uyitayi wadliwa yini. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lonobhala jikelele wogwaja lwabasakhulayo webandla le-MDC Alliance uMnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba.
Ngikhuluma ngilapho-ke esihlanganele khona ukukhala-ke
Dokotela uPhason Dlamini obe nguye ke obe uyi-activist elikwaziyo sasebenzela kakhulu ke ukhipha i-African Square lapho ke besibizela ke ukuthi uhulumende esizasise ngokuthi uyitayi Dlamini wayangaphi njalo besebenza layo kubandla le-Movement for Democratic Change ku-National Executive. So silahlekelwe kakhulu thina njengebandla le-MDC kodwa ke njengabatsha beleZimbabwe silahlekelwe futhi njengoba uDlamini wayengumuntu wazi ukukhulumisa labantu abasitshiyetshiyeneyo ke even uma sikhangela ke kulaba ke abasemabandleni aphikisanayo ke kwezepolitiki kulokho kuveza ke ukuba naye ilizwe lethu lihlalihlekelwe kakhulu ngoba ubengumuntu ewesemncinya.
UPhason ube ngumuntu okhutheleyo kakhulu kundaba zokulwela amalungelo oluntu lokukhankasela umbuso okhululekileyo. Ube ehlala ekhala ngokuthi uhulumende kumele atshe ukuthi umfowabo u-Itayi wadliwa kuyini. Uzwa njani ngokuthi usetshonile engakatholi impendulo ngokwadla umfowabo?
Ubuhlungu ukuthi uPhason Dlamini uthiye imbuzo esilayo ngoyitayi Dlamini ngoba umbuzo esilayo ukuthi uDlamini ubulewe yini ye kunjalo ukuthi ubulewe yi-colon cancer kodwa ke kuyatshengisela ukubana uDlamini ngombono wethu kule nto eyenzakala kuye ukuze ekuthiwa usebanjwe i-cancer ngoba kuhlalanga isikhathi uDlamini besebenza layo ebonakale segula kuyitshiya imbuzo ezinhliziyweni lengqondweni zethu njengoba sile mbuzo namhlanje ngokubana uyitayi Dlamini wayangapi. UDlamini usizwisa ubuhlungu njengabathi ukubana usitshele omunye umbuzo phezu kombuzo. Sasibuza ukuthi uyitayi Dlamini ungapi. Sesizibuza ukuthi uPhason Dlamini ubulewe yini. Kunzima kithi kodwa hayi kuyasinika ukubana njengoba ilast tweet yakhe wayesitshela ngoba hayi asiqhubekeleni phambili ukuze ilizwe leZimbabwe likhululwe ngenxa yokuthi kulabantu abadla abanye abantu kweZimbabwe.
UMnumzana Gift Ostalo Sisiziba unobhala jikelele wabatsha kubandla le-MDC Alliance. Ubexoxa ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Ingcwethi kwezenotho zithi inyathelo likahulumende lokwalisa uZulu ole-EcoCash ukuthi asebenzise imali edlula inkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola kuleli $5,000 ngelanga kuzaphazamisa abantu abanengi ikakhulu abalimi. Abanye abalimi babikwa sebeqalisile ukuthenga imvundiso lenhlanyelo belungiselela ukulima. Ibhanga lesizwe eleReserve Bank of Zimbabwe yilo elalaya iConnect ukuthi ithathe leli nyathelo njalo imise bonke abaqhuba umsebenzi wokuthumeza imali ngomakhalekhukhwini beyimele ama-mobile money agents. Lisithi yindlela yokuzama ukuqeda udaba lokuthengiswa kwedola leMelika emkambo wensitha. Ngamanye amazwi, umuntu ole EcoCash kasenelisi ukuthenga impahla ezedlula $5,000 ngelanga. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxhume ingcwethi kwezenotho uMnumzana Masimba Kutshera.
Intengo yalapha eZimbabwe iyakhwela mihla lamalanga. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulabantu abaningi kakhulu abangelawo ama-bank accounts njengabalimi. Ngenyanga ezayo bayebefuna ukuthi bazithengele ama-fertilizer, amakhuba lokunye okungama-inputs abangafuna ukuthi bakusebenzise kunye agricultural season. Nxa kuyikuthi $5,000 izala iyo limiti yangkhona. Uzathi ukuthi abalimi kumele bavakatshele izitolo maybe 2 or 3 times ngeviki bechiya ama-$5,000 ngoba intengo yama-fertilizer, lamakhuba, lama-inputs siyakwazi ukuthi iphezulu kakhulu.
Uhulumende uthi ujonge ukwenqabela ukuthengiswa kwedola leMelika emkambo wensitha esingathi yi-black market. Ubona ephumelela yini ngalimizamo?
Ukuvala kwama agent lines uza ehlisa sibili indaba le euthengwa kwe foreign currency u black market. Kodwa angibona ukuthi udubo luzaphela ngoba udubo langkhona luvela ekuthi thina asi exporti into ezinengi ezo uthi thina sibe le foreign currency eneleyo elizweni. So nxa kuyikuthi asikalungisi economy yethu uthi sithengise okunengi ukwedlula esikuthengayo kuzaba le need e foreign currency njalo abantu bazadinga amanye amachinga awukuthi bathenge I foreign currency leyo. So okumele sikulungise in addition to uvala ama agent lines ukuthi singalungisa njani economy yethu ukuthi thina sithengise okunengi okwedlula esikufuna ukuthi siwuthenge. Siyakwazi ukuthi lapha elizweni sithenga ama tissue, sithenga ama toothpick, abanye bathenga mineral water kuvele South Africa. So nxa kuyikuthi sisathenga ama toothpick baba kumbe ama tissue singawalungisi lapha elizweni sokusitsho ukuthi kuyabe ufunakala I foreign currency ukuthi siwuthenge lokho.
Umnumzana Masimba kutshela ucubungula izinotho ubexoxa le studio 7 eseHarare. Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leHerald lithi osaphethe isikhundla sesikhulumeli sebandla lezanu PF umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa uthi amagqwetha azabambisana labasebenza kumanisipala ukwenza inkohlakalo bazajeziswa libandla lezanu PF. Iphephandaba lobulembu beinternet ele newzimbabwe.com lithi amapholisa azame ukuvimba umkhokheli we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukwethulela intatheli izindaba imbono yakhe ngokubotshwa komsekeli kamgcini sihlalo webandla lakhe umnumzana Job Sikhala phandle komthethwandaba kodwa kwehlula. Esizwe amazwi enu lina balaleli bethu kumlayezo eliyithumele nge-WhatsApp.
Salibonani basakazi be-Studio 7 labalaleli. Okhulumayo uNkomo Mbuyelo Pane ngokuzalwa ngise-Johannesburg kule-South Africa ngokusebenza. Benginesicelo sokuthi mina nga abantu beZimbabwe bengabambana ukuze sanelise ukuthi sikhophe iparty le ezanu le yama-gangsters le ezanu le kukhitshwe yona ngoba liparty isimoshile. Ama-gangsters laba semoshile kakhulu kakhulu eZimbabwe. Ayabulala abantu, ayathumba abantu, ayabopha abantu. Ilizwe liyafa kulaluthi ezibhedlela kulani yonke into kumoshakale yonke into. Bengicela ukuthi ngesifiso sami ngabe kuyenzeka abantu bayekele ukuthi mina ngilendebele wena ulishona yethina sifuna ilizwe lethu lathi sifuna ilizwe lethu ngeke kusise ndawo ezilonge kusaphethela ama-gangsters ngeke siye ndawo. Thina siliseni ukuthi sikhiphe liparty yezanu le yama-gangsters ebulalayo ethumba abantu etshontsha izimali yenza nje bonke ububi ongabucabanga. Izanu iyabenza. So besicela ukuthi ngaba abantu babambana bayeke ukuthi mina lindebele wena ulishona yesifuna ukuquma phakathi. Ngeke kwenzeka as long as kusaphetha ama gangsters ezanu la. Ngeke vele khona ukuhla kuqumile izwe lokho vele ngeke kwapha kwenzeka as long as kuphetha ama gangsters ezanu la. So siyacela ukuthi abantu kababambane kuliwe lezanu PF wonke umuntu aqondane lezanu PF silo lezanu PF iphuma abantu bavala amabhoda lawa yonke into amabhoda wonke angene leZimbabwe wonke avalwe kungabi lento ehamba yanthile izanu PF iziphume iparty yama-gangsters.
Lingaba livuka njani walaleli be-Studio 7 lani baphathi bohlelo be-Studio 7? Siyayibona izanu liyayibona izanu abantu besindebeleni namhlanje ukuthi wena izanu must go ufakwe ejele ubotshwe ngamaketane ezandla lezinyaweni uncitshwe ibheyili into eyenzakala eZimbabwe. Kodwa namhlanje uMnangagwa uhambe siyazama esiyakhuluma leqembu lakhe lezanu eBulawayo etulungisa indaba yeGugground. IGugground yabulala abantu eBulawayo, IGugground yabulala abantu eChorojo, sinje sabulawela abazali bethu. Kubuhlungu ukuthi sibona abantu bebotshela ukuthi zanu must go bebotshwa angamagedane kodwa abantu ababulala amaNdebele kuthulwe nje. Ehambe ethu uyakhuluma labo ekhuluma ngendaba yama-birth certificate kanti kwa wabula wanga certificate lezi tupa ume wabula wabantu. Nangu uhambe siya kuruma le tembula ko okawula. Engasa tu kuruma la wantu besindebeleni. Ukuruma lo okawula ni tembula ke. Haya wantu besindebeleni. Wantu besindebeleni ufugane linga rochwa nga maraisi la ukutu umnanga kwa ufugumbendu. Umbulari lo wasibula layo. Limkangeli senso zake. Limpeke li zambona. Kawula siya kukuza. Ya kukuza kawula kuseka. Ngeligila ange mzimu wako kuzavuka kulobunyoni. Upu Jonathan Moyo. Upuru wako na mklanji. Kuzeka kawula kuseka.
Sanbonani, sanbonani tutu seve. Ya es tuwewe lo wasenanda. Echolocho. Hey, minalinda wale. Hey, mzisu mshungu mpela isi tukwe senzo izanu ebantini betu. Ebantini bagiti. Mwaba kumshungu lokumana. Hey, angansu kutuwali kanti mshaba vilu ngangeneli. Kota kevele mbwene mazatu kufanile sizlueli. Fanile sizlueli. Yaboni Malawi. Yakhala kota kweshula. Yazlueli. Pumelele. Yaboni Zambia. Yazlueli. Yapumelele. Sore nati kufanile sikina. Mwaba amazwe ngazati. Asikina. Asafunu kumetisa panya bantu. Mwapega nje. Baya chelu kutlapa kunje. Kunje vele bakote sanji. Bwena basegela lelo kembe. Vele. Lingele liparishini. Basala benji alo. Besegela lona nje alo. Lento le ayiko rase mani tawas. Ayiko rase mani sebo zama. Sipone ni kutu kuna kati. Singayensa nje alo kuti. Silu iseli zanu kuti pume. Vela seku. Ake kumto ifuna. Vela izanga ya wini zanu. La nini la nini. Ya wina ngugropa wawe. Manje kunga pega nje. Bonke la kwe NC basi. Basa potana na. Mwaba ngiti baya zutu ngupra wabu. Kuya choncho ngale kuzanu. Kuya choncho ngapu kwe NC. Kuya fana. Baya zutu fana. Strategy sabu siya fana. NC ya laya. Hira ite kukaleni. Isi prisa pila. Kutala mpila. Besalu. Wabenda uwe. Kutu wale manje la. Ngani lati direction nje. Abantu baya zulela manje. Amanya mwaza vila asafubu ngeti. So ya abona nja kutu zanji. Ati ye. Ye. Kunje. 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 Ah ngeti. Abi lo kutu yungkinti right. Yungkinti right. Dekubona kutu vile guro. Mwaza sikalu gula. Iko la pa kichima kono. Aiko right. Linto. Lasi. Amenu kutu spon kutu. Sitanga na kanjani. Singa patu silweni. Niyabonga mtogazi.
Sanbonani. Sanbonani. Studio 7. Uche yes lo. Ose nante. Chodochi. Kumasa mnyama. Studio 7. Kala lisifunde. Isiphakamiso zethu sabe sesifakile isibona isibona izokuzenza lati sabe sesifakile cela lisifunde ngoba siloku khuluma khona lapho uthothi khona azifunde okay ngasoze ngikhulume ngalokho kakhulu kodwa ke ikhala mani ngezani ngendlela eyenza ngakhona izani mani sithole nzima ngayo abantu baboshelwani kanti baboshelwani kodwa baboshelwani bashayelwani hayi khona mani hayi khona hayi sithole nzima mani asazi ukuthi singayenza kanjani vele ukuthi laba abantu bekhuzeke mani so bakhuza njani vele khona kwayenzakala imistake vele ukuthi khona kuphuma umgaba kungena umnangakho abantu abafanayo same bantu hayi zanu mani ihlulekile ngempela ihlulekile ngoba manje siyasogola sogoliswa yiyo abantu bayahlupheka siyahlupheka sonke bayaboshwa abantu cela amanye amazwi ukuthi asize alala usizo kodwa into engcono vele ukuthi sizilwele ngoba vele amazwe asayingeni indaba yamanye amazwe ngoba uyabona nje bayazithulela futhi uma kungani wabo ke khona hayi abazihluphi ukuthi uma singaphakama nje sonke sonke abantu baseZimbabwe silwe hayi besibulale besiqede sonke bevele basibulele kudala laba bantu na vele ngesingami ngifuna ilizwe la liqunywe kuthi nasesithathele lethu umphakazi sibe sodwa amashona la abe wodwa ngoba sisokoliswa nje ngento engalangqondo angazi senzeni ungabheka nje sihlukumeze kakhulu thina emandebeleni yabonga
Salibonani, salibonani, basakazi beStudio 7, njani, kinjani impilo. Dina yebo yezi bilile kancane. Inhlupho le inthubo lokubanjwa hey ngokuhlukumezwa banje ngani imbongolwane wena usemhlabeni kaThixo emhlabeni welizwale lalo. Asakwazi ukufuneka kuphile kanjani. Nabona ke imizamo, imizamo ethili yazama abantu bezame lapha lalena mara hey asikhona ukuba kwazi ukuthi kuyophumela ngapi. Mara yabona lo mzamo osenziwa abanye bethu abakhona amazibabu ngena ngalena ngase Johannesburg South Africa. Hayibo. Umzamo oqondileyo. Siyayivuma le nto esente siyayivumela kakhulukazi. Ngoni bana mhlawumbe kungaba yilo utshintsho lokuthi izinto zitshintshe emhlabeni wethu. Mhlawumbe ikhona ukuthi la ene kade simesaba zikhona ukuthi asisamesabi kumbe ekade ngafuna ukuphuthuma esukuma esibhihlalweni mhlawumbe izokhona ukusukuma. Hayi abazame laba bafuna ukwenza leyo nto eSouth Africa siwavumela abanze nje khona kumhlambe kungaba into eright kimina mfoka nyamechwa ufoka mthonzi ufoka blamathambo phuma phasi komfula kimina okangcono
lawo namazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. sikhangele esivela ngapha kwele Melika. Umhlangano omkhulu webandla lama Republicans owe Republican National Convention uyaqhubeka edolobheni le Charlotte, North Carolina. Ukhangelelwe ukugcitshwa kusasa. Izolo kube lezikhulumi ezimbalwa ezethule amazwi azo ezivalisa abantwana bakaTrump uEric Lotifani kunye lomkakhe uMelania. Kade kukhangelelwe ukukhuluma umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Mike Pence lezinye izikhulumi ezimbalwa ukuhlaziya lolu daba. Sixoxele sizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha kwele Melika umnumzana Dan Moyo.
Sengathi kulaba sebekhulumile so far, mina ispeech engisibone ngathi silengqondo silobuntu ngakho futhi silenqotho ngokwenzakalayo. Ispeech sika First Lady uMelania Trump, I think uwenze umsebenzi omuhle kakhulu ngoba kazange ashuga khothe izinto eziningi okufana lalabo abanye esibabone bekhuluma nje bona okwabade bekwenza nje ukupraise uTrump bebuthi ngubest president aseke imhlaba wonke osuke wawubona jikelele, kodwa bengafuni ukuvuma ukuthi kulenza into eziningi asehluleke ngazo ezifana lendlela athitha ngayo ama riots lawo esiwabonayo awe Black Lives Matter, okufana lendlela athitha ngayo igciwane lele le coronavirus. I think abaningi bazamile ukuthi bakubalekele lokhu, abazange bafuna ukukhuluma ngeunemployment rate esi over 10%, yena uTrump wayithola iunder 3%. So ziningi izinto esizibonileyo kulaba sebekhulumile so far, konke lokusebenzisa resources our government for a political party activity okufana lokwenziwe nguye Trump ebiza abantu eWhite House lapho yoni White House saziwa kuyindawo eka president welizwe lonke hayi upresident webandla eliyi-1. Sibonile even lo secretary of state uPompeo laye enikeza sakhe eseJerusalem lapha hambe khona ngomsebenzi wobusecretary of state, kodwa sizokuthiwa ngokokuqala ukuthi kube lo sitting secretary of state o-endoza upresident webandla lakhe. So I think ama-Republican khona manje sebezama ukwenza noma yini abangayenza ukwenza ungathi uTrump bamenze abe ngathi ngumuntu olungileyo.
Nxa ukhangela ubona ngani bakhona yini kade bengasoze bavotele umongameli Trump asebezamvotela ngemva kokubona lokulalela okwenzakeleyo emhlanganweni we-RNC?
UTrump uvele ule base yakhe abantu abamlandelayo abamsupportayo noma kanjani noma ngazenza amaphutha kanganani bavele bakhona abathi bona vele bayapika ngayo uTrump ngoba yili biza laba abalithembileyo. Mostly lo sesibonile ukuthi usually ngama right wing extremists abantu abalobandlululo abazonda ama immigrants abazonda abantu abamnyama abalwisana even lama protesters la awe Black Lives Matter, laba abantu baka Trump ukuthi uthi vele noma engenza okubi kanganani angeke baze bamlahle.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha kwele Melika esigabeni seWest Virginia. Sekakagqibi uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, wathi sikhangele inhloko zendaba. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle lubika ukuba kulabantu abalitshumi lantathu ababulewe ngumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 phose bonke bengabe Harare izolo. Unobhala jikelele webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Douglas Monzora useqolisile ngokuthi wathi isehlakalo seGugurawundi kwakuyimpi yomndeni hatshi umbhuqazwe. Ibandla le-MDC Alliance lithi obelilunga le-National Executive umnumzana Patson Zamara obhubhe izolo uzangcwatshwa kibo emtoko kusasa. Sigqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande. Abanganelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voaindebele.com.